Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of mercy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. nonetheless, Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you.
Welcome
to the preacher.
And the pastor.
I am Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today's Sunday service, it is a blessing.
Yes.
It is a blessing to be here on today.
Oh, yes.
Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace this morning. Lord, we just want to say thank you for this day, for this is the day that we have made, that God has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't mean to say we have made, but I'm just so grateful to be here because God has counted us worthy to be here the other day. So we just want to say welcome, and we just want to thank God for the day because a lot of us counted this day, some of us counted this day, for our day, but unless God count this day for you, there's no way to see this day. So we should just be happy and joyful.
Yes, count it all joy. Count it all joy to be able to experience a brand new day. You know, this is a new day. This is not like yesterday. This is a new day.
It's a new day.
So we thank God that we have another chance to be able to live in this new day.
Amen, amen. Again, welcome to the Preaching the Pastor Show, to our Sunday service. We'll start having Sunday service every Sunday at 2 p.m., so we're just thankful that God has led us to be able to have Sunday service, being led by the Holy Spirit, and having this platform to bring the Word of God, and just thanking God for all that He's doing in this season.
Amen, amen. Being able to actually go in the church, we might not be able to sit inside the church, but we always have the opportunity to be able to hear the Word of God. You know, we thank God for allowing us to be the people to actually be able to deliver the word. And we thank y'all for listening.
Yes, so we are the church. The building is just the building. Until we enter into the actual building, it doesn't become church until we enter in, because we are the church. We are the body of Christ. So when we come together, we congregate and we have church. Again, we'd like to welcome you to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Thank you all for listening today. This show is designed to deliver the unadulterated Word of God as it is written in 2 Timothy 4:1-5. We strive here on the show to inspire, uplift, and encourage the believer to convince the unbeliever of the Word, the true Word of God, that God who sent it, His only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to save us. And this show is titled Sunday Service will be filled with teachings and the preaching of the Word of God, as well as prayer and testimony, praise and worship, to provide a full church service to the listener, uninterrupted and led by the Holy Spirit of God. So we're just grateful to have you all here on today. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I'm surrendering all over to you, Lord. Our mind, body, soul, and spirit says yes to your way, your will, your plan, and your purpose for our life. Father God, we ask that you lead us, Lord God, in the way that you have for us to go. And we shall be obedient, Lord God, to follow your way that you have for our life, Father God, that we may be blessed. Father God, we come asking for divine positioning this morning, Father God, that you will position us to receive your words, receive directions and instructions from you, Father God. Father God, to receive every blessing, receive every healing that you have for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, for our life is not healthy. Father God, we just want to say thank you for life, health, and strength that's coming from you. Father God, it's you that give life, Father God. So we want to say thank you for all that you've done. Lord, if you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. But yet still, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you that we can put on the full armor of God, Father God, that you have blessed us, oh God, that we can put on your mighty armor that you provided for us. We put on the full armor of God right near the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith, which protects and guards us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up your sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ of the kingdom of God. We ask you, Lord, according to John 14:13-14, to be our guard and our shield about us. Take us into the cleft of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalm 91. We put on your armor on us right now. We live and pray in complete dependence upon you and pray in spirit at all times and on all occasions. Bless Heavenly Father. Have your way, God, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you bless every listener, oh God, whether it be by phone or either by the internet right now. Lord, that you will bless you right now, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, ask that you just have charge, give your angels charge over us right now, Father God, to keep us in all our ways, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to give us divine healing now in every area of our life, our spirit, mind, will, and emotions, and physical being in accordance with your divine plan and order for our lives. We receive your divine healing and wholeness and newness of life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise of the Spirit of heaviness, for we are the trees of the righteousness of the Lord, planted in the Lord of God. We just want to say thank you that you may be, glorified in Jesus' name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person that we pray for today according to your will, oh God, and according to John 16:23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given to us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health right now in each of our bodies, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you just have your way, oh God.
Oh, yes.
And Lord Jesus, we ask you according to John 14:14, to cover us with your anointing, glory, and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man, and with rivers of living water springing us forth abundantly with life abundant. Fill us to overflowing with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange voice. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and a heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts, anointings, and blessings, and all else that you have for us, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask you according to John 14:13-14 to anoint us right now. Pour out your anointing on us right now. Oh, Lord, and we receive your anointing right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14:13-14 to do all these things and let your love so brightly shine through us, oh God, oh, into others as an act of your worship to you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, oh, Father God, touch someone right now, Lord God. Touch the listeners, oh God. Touch your son. The path all today, Lord God. Let your word go forth, Lord God. Lord, touch every part of that body, Lord God. We know, Father God, that you are God, that you can just send your word and we shall be healed, delivered, and set free, oh God. Lord, we just ask that you send your word on today, oh God, and all the impossible will happen for us, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you are the head of our life and the lifter of our head, oh God. And it's you that we depend on. For we understand what the word says, that with man is it impossible, but with you, God, all things are possible. So, Father God, we thank you for the possibilities, and we decree and declare victory right now over our life and all situations concerning us and our family and loved ones, oh God. Lord, we ask right now that you bless us, oh God, overflowing, oh God. We just want to say thank you and we love you.
Yes, thank you.
Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. In this place right now, Father God, for we know that you're omnipotent and omnipresent, oh God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your presence in this place, in every place of the listener right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. We can't do nothing with us. We can't do nothing without you, Father God. We take our hands off and we lay our burdens down on today. We lay them at your feet and we leave them there. We lay all our concerns and worries at your feet and we leave them there, God. And we pick up peace right now. We pick up our healing. We pick up our forgiveness. We pick up our deliverance. We pick up our freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, hallelujah to your name, God. Have your way in this place, oh God. We just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, God, on our side, where would we be, oh God? We just want to say thank you, oh God. If it had not been for you, we'd be cooling in our grave, oh God. We just want to say thank you. Shaka, mama, both shaka. Glory to your name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory, and we all say amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Pastor,
God,
praying for us. We thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you. We definitely are thankful. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. And we will rejoice by using our voice. We will lift God up with prayers because he has poured into us so much, has given us so much.
Yes.
So we thank God, you know, for your praying for this one. So scripture reading today is going to come out of the book of Mark. Start right here at Mark 10. And you know what? I'll start right here at Mark 10 and 47. But first, I want to read a little something. Life is summed up to who you are spending it with. Your life right now is summed up to who you are spending it with. Whoever or whatever you are listening to will and already is showing up in your everyday living. Now, over here in Mark 10 and 47 reads, "And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, 'Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me.' Now, this was the blind man, I think his name was Bartimaeus, who was about a highway where Jesus and his disciples were traveling, and it said he was begging. But when he had heard that Jesus Christ was passing through, it said how he cried out. He cried out, 'Have mercy on me.' Now, see, have you ever been there? See, I've been there. Have you ever been there? This is that place to where, you know, all your efforts and all that the world has to burden you down with has brought you to your knees. See, I've been there. It brought you to your knees. And this is that brokenness that you have that you are experiencing. You're experiencing, you know, something in life that you know that all that you have thought about, all that you have tried to do, it just don't work. It just didn't work. It brings you to that place where you ask God to have mercy on you. Now, what we should definitely realize is that God definitely has mercy for us. You know, he loves us so much. It's right there in that place when you realize that I can't do, and you realize that who it is, you know, that is able to do all things, which is Jesus Christ. He said, have mercy on me. And over here in verse 51, it said, and Jesus answered him and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And said, the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Now, right here it says that he might receive my sight. And verse 52 said, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, for your faith have made you whole. And said, immediately he had received his sight and followed Jesus in that way. Now, something had happened right here. Something had happened. Now, he asked for the right thing. He asked for the right thing. He could have just said, you know, Lord, I want to see. Lord, I want to see. But he said, have mercy on me. Because what he received, you know, was his sight. But he received way more than that. See, when you ask God to have mercy on you, God just definitely has charged his angels to come down to help you in every single area of your life. See, when he said he receives his sight, he began to see, you know, Jesus said, you know, to go on your way, and it said that he followed Jesus Christ. Now, when you receive your salvation, when you receive your healing, when you receive your sight, when you receive your forgiveness of deliverance, whatever it is that you are asking God to have mercy upon you about, know that God is definitely going to do all that and more. All that and more. It said that he followed Jesus. You know, once you come out of the darkness, come out of slavery, once you come out of bondage, once you come out of that place to where you have prayed so diligently for God to bring you out, don't go back. Follow Christ. Follow Christ. So what's this going to be? Is it going to be Jesus Christ, who it is that you're going to follow? Because you know he is the one that have brought you out of that situation that you're in. You know he's the one that you are crying out to bring you out of that situation. Is it going to be Christ or is it going to be someone else? Who are you listening to? Life is the sum total of who you're spending it with. So whoever you are spending it with, whoever you are listening to today, this is the person or these are the people that you tend to try to be like. So if I'm going to be like my friends, I'm going to be like my family member, whoever it is I'm listening to, you know, that's going to come out. I'm going to say what you say. I'm going to act like you act. I'm going to talk like you talk. If it's a cursing spirit, then, you know, I'm going to curse because I'm listening to you curse. I'm going to argue. I'm going to talk about all manners of strife. Then that's going to be strife that's going to be in my life. But when you are putting on the word of God, when you are spending your time in the word of God, anything that you do from a few weeks to a couple months, it tends to show up in your life because it became routine and it became habit. So if you are reading the word of God, then guess what? In just a few days, a few times, you will believe it. You will start to see it. You will experience it. It will come out. So just remember that. Just remember that. Mark 10 and 47 here. That's the scripture reading for today. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Give us that scripture reading again. If you can repeat that again for those who that may be driving right now and don't have their Bibles, can you give that scripture to them? They may be trying to grab a pen or something like that. Give them that reading again. That was so powerful for so many that are listening, even to me, you know, knowing the word, but hearing it again, you know, we can remember what the word of God is saying, what the Bible is saying to us to empower us to understand that we have power and authority and we have to be careful what we allow ourselves to hear and see. So can you give us that scripture again, you know, what he said? He cried out even more, you know. Yes.
I'd be more than happy to. I thank God, you know, for using me to be that body that he flowed through. I thank God, you know, for putting the words and the thoughts, you know, in my mind and my heart this morning. Lesson scripture this morning is coming from Mark 10:47. Now, Mark 10:47 is the story about the blind man who was by the highway where Jesus Christ and his disciples were traveling. It said that he was begging. He was begging. And it said when he heard that Jesus through, it said he cried out for mercy, you know, for Jesus to have mercy on him, to have mercy. And it says over here that Jesus, over here in 51, Mark 10:51, it says, and Jesus said to him, what can I do? What are you praying for? What are you, why are you stopping me? What is it that you want? And he said that he may receive his sight, that he may receive his sight. And verse 52 said, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, for thy faith have made you whole. And it said, and immediately he received his sight, and he began to follow Jesus. Mark 10:47 and verse 51 and 52. Your life is summed up to who it is that you are spending it with, whoever it is that you are spending your time with, who are you listening to. These are the people that you tend to be like. You tend to be like these people, and you tend to say the things, whatever it can be, TV or social media, amen, whatever it is that you are putting inside of your mind, whatever it is that you are putting, amen, inside of your heart, this is what's going to show, amen, up in your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're just now tuning, amen, into the Preaching the Pastor Show Sunday service, we're talking about here, Pastor was giving the scripture of y'all, and it's basically about your faith, holding on to your faith, trusting God, and crying out to even more because you're believing that you're going to receive, yeah, what God is doing for you. And normally we have an order service on the show, but I'm led at this time, as we're talking about faith, before the message come forth, you know, having that kind of faith in God to do it. That was and this is a testimony story that I came across some years ago where there was a man who fell offshore. I mean, not fell offshore. He fell off the cruise ship, and they couldn't find him. And he was there overnight. I think they said he was there for more than 24 hours in the ocean. Now, I've been on a cruise ship before, and there's totally no land or nothing. I can imagine being in that water. And they looked for him until it got dark, and they canceled the search. So that man was still in that water. And then the next day, another ship came passing and saw him in the water. So you can just imagine the kind of faith that he had, because he was still in the water alive. Uh-huh. And living today, the testimony that man has, how God saved him, how God kept him, because he has faith and to believe that God was going to send help. You can, some of us will freak out and end up dying because of our situation and circumstances around us. Remember, there's no land, there's no help, there's no light, and he's in the middle of the ocean. Now, like I said, I don't know if you ever traveled on a ship and been out there. It is totally dark. You cannot see your hand in front of your face. The water, I'm talking, it's all around you. So think about the water, the current, everything that's in the water, and how God kept that man for more than 24 hours, and the ship that he had fallen off of, they had canceled the search, but God sent another ship to be able to spot him. How hard it is to spot somebody in the water. The ship is, I don't know how many feet high, but this ship is like a building on water, you know, high as a hotel, to be able to see him in that water and pick him up. You know, to have that kind of faith that I know what's wrong, it should kill me, it should drown me, it should take me out. That's in the water. I know my body temperature cannot be able to maintain itself on its own, uh-huh, unless the God that I serve and believe in is going to do it for me. So you can just imagine the kind of faith. Now, you probably was yelling out even the more, Lord, help me. Lord, I'm trusting you, Lord God. I believe that you're going to do it. And God said, wait, I'm sending you help because I'm using you. There's a testimony in your mouth because of your situation. So you didn't let that take you under. You trusted me, and you called out for even more. I couldn't imagine being in that world like that. I couldn't imagine all night long, all day. Legs can't even move no more. Arms can't move. I'm tired. But then what should have taken me on? God kept me up. He kept me afloat. That's why I said that scripture is powerful. Hallelujah. He said he cried out for even more. Help me, Lord. I've been this way for a long time. 24 hours in that water like that would have been like days, months to somebody all by yourself. But God kept him. Hallelujah. That was on my heart. I'm just going to tune in. We haven't got to the message yet, but that was such a powerful word, a message from God. And I thank you, Pastor, for allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you to deliver that message, because someone needed to hear that today. So we thank God for you. We're going to have a little praise and worship, and we'll be right back here, the preacher and the pastor show Sunday service. God bless you all that are listening. Be prepared for the message. We'll be back. We'll be right back with the message, the word of God.
My Lord.
I can feel the Lord moving right now.
Anointing that covers us all. Your anointing power. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Welcome back to the Preaching the Pastor Show, to our Sunday service. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. That song just, you know, knowing the anointing makes a difference in our life. That is Christ who has come,
Lord,
that we may have life and have life abundantly, that we may have salvation. We couldn't do it. Man couldn't do it. So God had to send his only son that will save us, that who believe in him. And I'm just so excited about the anointing. And you should be excited, too, about the anointing that's on your life, because it makes the difference. The Bible declares that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you all for tuning in to the Sunday service on today. We thank Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
No, I was just thanking God, too. You know, you were saying right here, you know, that anointing, you know, that's what it means to be in Christ. You know, Jesus Christ, you know, they're saying Jesus, the anointed one. So when you realize that you are in Christ, you realize that you are in the anointing of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ that is in you. We're talking about that excellentness that's in you. It's excellent spirit that's in you. You are anointed. You should always know that. You should always know that you mean something, and there's a plan and purpose for your life. You are anointed. Amen.
Amen. It's time
Amen.
For the message. It's time for the message. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we'll bring in the message of the Word of God that will be brought by me, Pastor T. Sonika Manning. No. Glory to God. Thank you all for tuning in. At this time, it's the message of God. I'll be bringing the message to the show if you all just tuning in to Sunday service. Today, we're talking about God, Lord, remember me. Some of us have felt like God has forgotten about us. We've been praying. We've been asking God to save us, to heal us, to deliver us from that thing that has been, you know, keeping us back from moving forward. So, Lord, we ask you today to remember us. Let us pray as we go into receiving the Word of God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for using me, Lord God, as your vessel, Lord God, to speak through, Lord God, to move through in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, for I know you could have picked someone else, Lord, but I just want to say thank you for choosing me. Lord, as I decrease, Lord, I ask that you may have all the increase in me. Lord, I sit down that you may stand up, Holy Spirit of the living God, and move in this sermon on today, Lord God. Let it be your word and not my word, Lord God, not my feelings, not my emotions or what I think, Father God, but all of you, Lord God, and none of me, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I just want to thank you. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, Lord God, that we may be saved in the name of Jesus Christ, for those who believe, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help us on today, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, Lord God, and increase our faith on today. And Heavenly Father, that is written in your word according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice, oh God. And Heavenly Father, I am one of your sheep. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us, oh God, teach me to hear your voice distinctively and clearly according to John chapter 10, oh Lord. And I just want to say thank you that we hear from you today, oh God. I ask you to increase your anointing on me and all who are listening on today to clearly hear and know your voice and not that of a stranger, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to do this in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh God. Give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. And we ask this according to John 16 and 23 in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We give it all over to you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way as we trust and reach, Lord, for you. Holding on to you, Lord God, not of this world, not of anything in this world, Father God, but holding on to you and letting go of everything else, but holding on to your everlasting hand. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory, and we all say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I just thank God for this opportunity to bring the word of God on today and trusting and believing that it is God's word. And we're talking about today, remember me. What does it mean when you get to the point and you're asking someone to remember me, that you feel like you've been forgotten? You know, you get to the point either you feel like you've been forgotten or that person has forgotten about you. And I know some of us are in the place because things have not changed. Seems like things have gotten worse. It seems like people are turning on you, asking God to remember me, Lord, who I am and what I've done for the God. Lord, you say that you forgive me, Lord God. You say that you will turn it around for my good. So, Father God, I'm asking, Lord, remember me on today. Lord, I know you know my name. I know you know my situation and circumstance. Lord, I know you know my future. But, God, I am tired of where I'm at. Lord, remember me. I know you have a plan for my life. I know that you have your promise and your word said that your work and I come not back void. Lord, I'm asking you to remember me. Lord, I've cried all I can cry, Lord God. I'm tired of hurt. Lord, I'm asking you to remember me, Lord, on today. Lord, remember me. Have you been in that situation where you just thought God forgot about you? You just thought God didn't care about you. You thought people had forgot all about you and cut you off. You said, God, remember me on today. You feel like I've cried as loud as I can cry. I cried my last tear. I screamed. I ran. I paid my tithes. I've done good. I fed the poor. God, remember me. I'm still hurting. I'm still lacking. God, remember me and deliver me, Lord God. I'm hurt my own self. Lord, deliver me from myself. Is that you today that you're asking God to remember me? Lord, remember me. My family didn't turn on me. My friends, who I thought my friends, turned on me. My body is giving up on me. My marriage is failing, oh God. I'm crying out for even more, oh God. Oh Lord, remember me on today, oh God. Everybody seems like they're getting blessed around me. Lord, where's my blessing? Lord, remember me. It seems like everybody else is doing good, but I'm praising you. I'm seeking and knocking, and I'm asking, oh God, Lord, to change me, oh God. Remember me. I'm feeling unchanged. I'm feeling uncleansed. Lord, remember me and cleanse me, oh God. Lord, set me on the path of righteousness. I'm feeling unrighteous. I'm feeling filthy. Lord, remember me and clean me up on today. Remember me. We can go to Isaiah together, Isaiah 38. Here in the Bible, it talks about Hezekiah. That's Isaiah 38, verse 1. We'll start at verse 1. Isaiah 38. Amen. The Bible says, in those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, remember me now. O Lord, I pray how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, go and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will add to your days 15 years. Verse 6 says, I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. See, a lot of us are going through something right now, and it looks like death is about to overtake you, and you're wondering if God remembers who you are and all that you've done. See, Hezekiah was sick and near death, and he prayed to God, that God, remember me now. I need you to pray to God right now. So God, remember me now. This day, Father God, remember all that I have done, who I am and who you called me to be, Father God. I can't do it without you, Lord God. Remember me, Lord. Have you forgot about me, oh God, and all that you called me to do? Lord, remember me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when Isaiah went to Hezekiah, who was extremely ill, and told him of his impending death, Hezekiah immediately turned to God, and God responded to his prayer, allowing Hezekiah to live another 15 years. I'm telling you that God will remember you on today. Just open up, God. Pour out to God. Pray. The Bible says he turned and he prayed. Lord, remember me.
My Lord. Yes.
God responded to his prayer, allowing Hezekiah to live another 15 years. And in response to fervent prayer, God may change the course of your life today. Never hesitate to ask God for radical changes. If you will honor him with those changes, God, remember me. Some of us are going through, we don't understand why we're going through. We just feel like I've done all that I can. And we asking God to remember me. The Bible says in Genesis 8, chapter 1 through 5, then God remembered Noah and every living thing, and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. Oh, my Lord, remember me.
Uh-huh.
Like you remembered Noah. The Bible said, then God remembered. That means that something, God had things that was going on, and then it came to his remembrance. Oh, wait a minute. He remembered Noah, that he made a change. And when God remembered him, he changed his situation. God, when God remembers you, he changes your situation. When God remembers you, God heals that was sick. When God remembers you, he will do it for you. When God remembers you, but you got to cry out even more, God, remember me.
Yes, yes.
Remember me.
Thank you.
Remember me and heal me like you did Hezekiah. Remember me and deliver me from the hands of my enemies like you did your servant David. Lord, remember me and free me like you did Peter. Lord, remember me, Lord God, and bless me. Remember me, Lord God, and bring me out like you did the children of Egypt, oh God. Lord, remember us right now and heal our land, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remember me. Cry out for even more. Cry out for even more. Pray even harder. Help me, Lord God, today and remember me, Lord. I'm praying, Lord God. I'm seeking. I'm knocking, Lord God. I'm going according to your word in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness, Lord God. Lord, I've said that prayer over and over, Lord God. I decree and declare the word, Lord God. And I'm asking you, Lord, now remember me, oh God. Oh, Father God, I just want to say thank you for remembering me. See, we want God to remember us. You make sure that you're doing the work of God, because Hezekiah said, I've done this, I've prayed this, I've given, I've done all you can, I've lived the life according to your word. Lord, I need you to remember me on today. It looks like I'm about to die. I'm sick and I've done all I can. Lord, I need you to remember me on today. I don't know if that's you, but I've been there before. I said, God, remember me. Lord, you know my name, Lord. You knew me before I was even created in my mother's womb. You knew the plans that you had for me, oh God. Lord, remember me on today, because that means that he know you. That means if somebody remembers you, that means they knew you or they know you to remember you. So God knows everything about you, that you could ask God to remember me. Lord, it's me. It's me. I'm calling on you, Lord. Remember me, oh God. Heal me right where I am. Lord, deliver me right where I am today. Remember me. In the book of Job, we all know about Job and his story and his life and what happened to Job. And, you know, the Bible said that Job was an upright man. And, you know, he's a man that walked with God. And God blessed him. He was blessed and prosperous. And so the Bible says in Job 14, I give you all a chance to be there. We're talking about Job when God remembered Job. So in Job 14, verse 13, you all, if you can turn to Job 14, verse 13 through 14. The Bible says, oh, that you would hide me in the grave, that you would conceal me until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my heart service, I will wait till my change come. So Job is saying right now, Lord, remember me. That you would appoint a set time and remember me. God, I know you know who I am. And it's you that's done all this for me. It's you that have given to me. Lord, I'll wait for my set time that you will remember me. Are you in that place? Are you in that place with you and God? I need you to remember me, Lord. I'm feeling like you forgot about me. Look at all this going on, Lord. It's still coming, and it's more and more. I can't take no more, Lord. I need you to remember me. I need you to bring me out. It looks like I'm about to be taken up. It's looking like I'm about to take my last breath. Lord, remember me on today. Lord, they're taking my children. They do. Lord, my finances, they're about to put me out of my house. Lord, remember me, oh God. Lord, send your help right now, Lord. Send your word, Lord God. Remember me. Remember me. There's a lot of us that are going through. There's a lot of us. You know, you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. Just trust God. The Bible says in Exodus 32:13, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and all this land that I have spoken of, and I give you to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. So the Lord relented from the harm which he said he would do to his people. Remember me. Sometimes you got to ask, you got to tell God, remember me, Lord. Remember what you said. Remember what your word says, Father God. I know we do it to our husbands, our children do it to us. Mama, remember you said you was going to do this. Mama, you remember you said you was going. Mama, I'm calling you because I've been waiting for you for 2 hours. Remember me, Mama. You're texting your husband, baby. Don't forget. Remember what I said. You got to go to God. God, remember. Your word says that you will deliver us. Your word says, God, remember me, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Shabbat. In the book of Genesis, it's talking about Rachel, who had been asking God for a child. And she had gotten to the point where she was tired, and she felt like God had forgotten about her. And in Genesis 30, verse 22, you all, Genesis 30, verse 22, the Bible says, then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. She had gotten to a point where she was about to give up. And she was trying and trying, and it was never happening. And others were getting blessed around. And the Bible says that in Genesis 30 and 1, now when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, give me children or else I will die. So she got to where she's asking her husband, and Jacob's anger was aroused against Rachel. And he said, am I in the place of God who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb? He said, am I God that you're telling me to do something I have no control over? You're going to the wrong place. You need to go to God about this. And she went to God.
Yeah.
And she went to God. And verse 22 says, then God remembered Rachel and listened to her and opened her womb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten to that point? I keep saying that because I know a lot of us are going through. Some of us are suffering in silence, and we're asking God to remember me. And if you haven't asked God to remember you, ask him on today. God, remember me. Remember what your word says. Remember what your word says, Father God. You said in your word that you would heal us. Father God, you said you would send your word and heal us. Oh, God, I'm asking you to remember your people on today. Lord, remember me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. We just want to say thank you, Father God, that you have remembered us on today. That you remembered us, oh God, like you did your servant David, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you remembered us, oh God, that you like you remembered Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. We thank you, Father God, that you remembered us, oh God, on today, that you have not forgotten about us, oh God, that healing is available, that forgiveness is available, deliverance. Lord, we just want to say thank you for remembering us on today. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Remember like you did Joseph, Daniel in the lion's den, Meshach, Shemrach, and Abednego in the fire. Remember like you did Rahab. Remember us, oh God, like you remember Joel. Remember us like you remember Peter, who was locked up to be executed. Oh Lord, send your warring angels, oh God. Remember us like the children of Israel when you parted the Red Sea and the Jordan. Remember us, oh God, like you did for the children of Israel, oh God, and you sent them the bread of heaven, oh God. Remember us, oh God, those of us that are hungry, Lord God, and there's no food, Lord, remember us, oh God, and send help in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you that on today that you remembered us and you have answered our prayers, oh God, like you did for your son Abraham, oh God, for Isaac and Israel, like you did for David, oh God, like you did, Lord God, for Ruth, oh God, like you did for Esther, oh God. Lord, remember us, oh God, like you did for Rachel, oh God, when you opened up her womb. Oh Lord, remember us, oh God, and save us, oh God, like you did Jonah, oh God. Remember us, oh God, right now like you did Hezekiah and you healed him, oh God. Remember us, oh God, and heal us on today. Deliver us, oh God. Remember us on today, Lord, and save us, oh God. Save us, Lord. Remember us on today like you did Noah, Lord God. And the Bible says, Lord God, that at that time you made a wind to pass over the earth and the water subsided. Lord, remember us on today. Lord, we need you more and more, God. We need you, Lord, and we just want to say thank you for remembering us on today.
Thank you.
I hope you all were blessed by the word on today and know that God has not forgotten about you. But don't forget about God when he bless you. Don't forget about God when he heal you. Don't forget about God when he bring you out. Don't forget about God when he frees you. Don't forget about God. Remember God as you're asking God to remember you. Don't forget about what God is doing, what God has done. He needs you to also to remember him, and he's calling his people back. He's calling us to turn around, to repent, and to turn back to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. I hope you all were moved and touched today by the word of God. that God has not forgotten about you. This is a time that we open up the lines for those who want prayer, need prayer at this time. You can be anonymous. You don't have to give us your name. You could just ask, you know, let us know what you want us to pray for you about. And if you want to give us a call, we do have a prayer line at 346-719-3349. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. So if you want to be anonymous again, please do so. We'll be happy to pray for you. All right, caller, we have you here. Last 4 digits, 6881.
It's good. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we're fine. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I am calling in for need of prayer for healing, deliverance,
yes.
All of the above.
Amen. All right, let us pray. Pastor, you want to take over?
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Yes, we will. Father God, we thank you for allowing us this opportunity to come to you this morning in prayer.
Yes.
For we know that this is our inheritance. You said that when two or more are gathered together as touching and agreeing, you say, there you are in the midst. And right now, Father, we are just saying thank you for what it is that you are about to do right now. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us for all of our sins, those sins that are unseen and unseen. But we thank you, Father, most of all, for forgiving us for our unbelief, Father. But we know that you said that in you we can do all things. You said that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for grace that you have made available for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for already making available for our healing.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for already making available our forgiveness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for already making available our soundness. Our holiness.
Yeah.
We just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our life. And we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. For our sisters and our brothers that are out there that need you right now, Father, we just want to say thank you for showing up in their lives, Father, just as you said that you would. For you said, that by your stripes that we are healed. And, Father God, we receive our healing right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our life, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we do. You said that, Father, that we are prosperous in every single area of our life. That includes our health. That includes our body. That includes our salvation. That includes our faith. That includes our finances. That includes our home. That includes everything that it is about us and everything that is connected to us, Father. And we just want to say thank you. And we are standing on your word, Father, because your word is true and it shall not come back void. And we just want to say thank you. We're standing on your word over here in Psalms 91. Father, you say when we dwell in that secret place of the Most High. And, Father, we just want to say we will always dwell in that secret place of the Most High. For, Father God, that you are our refuge and you are our fortress. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in this place right now. And it is so. For we decree and we declare that all that we have came to you for today, Father, that it shall be done. In Jesus' name that we pray. Father, we love you. We love you, love you, because you have first loved us.
Amen. Amen. Father
God,
we thank you for the life, health,
and strength.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter this day, Father God. And as we believe in touching the grip together, that she is healed by your stripes, Father God. We stand in your word, oh God, to bring health and healing to her body, her mind, and soul. And Father God, we want to say thank you, Father God, that she's healed from every disease, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as she cry out to even what you, Lord God, that you will heal her, Lord God, and answer her prayers and use her, Father God, for your body is healthy and strong. Right now, we decree and declare right now for your body that it is healthy and strong, no plague. My humans will come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for your daughter. God bless you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. We'll continue to lift you up in prayer as we do each day. We love you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
God bless.
Hallelujah. You are welcome to Sunday service here on the Preaching the Pastor Show. It is our time to give. It's our tithe and offering time. If you all want to give, you can give at Cash App, Pastor Chantel. Again, that's our Cash App is Pastor Chantel, Shantell. If you already given, we bless your tithes and offering at this time. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we pray right now, Lord God, over our tithes according to your word in Malachi 3. We claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given us as a tithe. And Heavenly Father, you know that we know, God, that the tithes that we give to you, Lord God, that we're using it, Father God, for our ministry, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you revive us, and because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes, according to Malachi 3:10. And Heavenly Father, you've promised us, according to your word, that because we pay our tithes, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous in every area of our life, and that you will rebuke the devourer. So, Father God, we thank you right now that we are blessed in all areas of our life, Lord God,
yes,
as a tithe. Lord, we thank you, and we feel this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we both say amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we definitely thank God for all the listeners that have tuned in today. You know, the word went forth, and if anybody didn't get anything from the word, I definitely got something from the word of God today. You know, the Holy Spirit is definitely having his way, and that's what we want. We want the Holy Spirit, you know, to be our guide, you know, to be our leader, you know, in every single thing about our life, and we thank God for allowing the word that went forth today. So we'll go ahead on and we'll close out today. Now may God of peace, and who have brought up Jesus Christ from the dead,
yes,
great
Lord.
Shepherd and sheep,
amen.
For thy
yes,
blood
God.
Of the everlasting covenant, make
yes,
you complete
Lord.
In every good work to do all the will
thank
and the
you,
work
Lord.
That you would will and pleasing in thy sight.
Yes, through
Jesus
God.
Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're just tuning into the preaching and pastors, or if you've been with us the whole Sunday service, we'd like to thank God for you. We thank God for your life. We pray right now that God will bless your life, that God will divinely intervene and turn your situation around for the good. We ask God to heal those that are listening, your family that are sick, that are dealing with any health issues. We decree and declare healing over you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We just want to thank God for you, what God is doing in your life. And we trust that God is turning it around for your good. If you missed the word on today, if you're just now tuning in, these shows are archived. So it's a little bit after 3 o'clock today, you'll be able to go back online and listen to the sermon. And I'm sure it will bless you that went forth on today. We do want to let you all know that we're here every Sunday at 2 p.m. Bringing Sunday service here on the Preach and the Pastor Show as we've been led. And we'll also be having Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, starting in June. And if you want to be a part of that Bible study with us, please give us a call. You can email us at thepreacherandthepastor@gmail.com, or you can give us a call at 346-719-3349 to receive that information on upcoming schedule on what we'll be doing here on the Preacher and the Pastor Show. And we just thank God for you. Again, if you all want to sow into the ministry, please do so with the Cash App at Pastor Chantel. We thank God for you, that there will be no lack in your house. Again, we thank you. Tune in tomorrow at 8 p.m. on the Preach and the Pastor Show, Are You Fit for the Kingdom? Again, we thank God for you. As we close out, Pastor, do you have anything else you want to share?
You know what? The word has went forth, and that's all that I have for today. And thank God.
Amen. Amen. I love you. God bless you all. Remember, God has not forgotten about you. Just make sure that you have not forgotten about God and all that he has done, all that Jesus came to do. Remember that Jesus has already done it on the cross for you. All you have to do is receive it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We love you. Take care again. Thank you all for tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Sunday service. Amen. I love you, love. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.